Riggs and Alley, rewind.
You look at the calendar, make sure it wasn't October. We're talking about ghosts in January, February.
Freaked out, man.
Bro.
Uh-huh. Gibbons, tell real quick what you've seen happen at your new place.
I was at home, and I heard my mother, Mama G, open the front door, walk up some steps to our front door of our apartment. She was on the phone. She said, hold on, I have to open the door real quick. My dog started going nuts, which they do whenever someone comes home.
Uh-huh.
The door didn't open. I went out. I looked around, called Mama G. She was not only not at my apartment, she was in Tulsa at a store, 25 minutes away.
Creepy. Creepy. I have a Facebook friend that's actually into this kind of stuff and hunting down ghosts. From Brew City Paranormal. It's Brad Hagen. He just sent me a Facebook message. I think he's calling right now.
Hi, this is Brad Hagen. Returning a message.
Brad! Brad just sent me a message on Facebook. Brad is a Milwaukee paranormal investigator.
No way.
Oh, dude.
So, would you be willing to go out to Gibbons' house and check for any sort of spooks or ghosts or anything like that?
Absolutely.
How do you see if something like that is present? What do you have to do?
Oh, we do a number of things like... Now, I didn't hear the entire story. So was there, you actually saw something, as in like a manifestation?
No,
I heard
the front door open, my mother talking on the phone, walking up the steps, say, I got to open the door real quick, and then that was it. Then I heard nothing, went outside, there was no one there, and my mom was in Tulsa, 25 minutes away.
Okay. Well, in those cases, we probably put a camera on your door and a camera on the steps, and we might have like... digital recorders, see if they can't catch any EVPs, which is
electronic voice phenomena.
Thank you. I just had a brain fart. So.
Oh, look at you, Riggs.
See? So that's what you do. You would listen for sounds, and you would look for, like, what, thermal images or something like that to see if there was some sort of a change in the temperature for ghosts?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to know.
a camera that's like the one on the Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
It'll show, like, if there's a skeleton, you know, a skeleton could show up there, which could be a ghost.
Happens if you see something and find something, then what do you do? Can you get rid of it? Can you ghost bust? Do you just live with it? What do you do?
Well, we personally don't get rid of. We recommend somebody else to do that. But we would just try to communicate and see why it's there. Does it have any, like, anything to tell you? Does it have...
unresolved business.
Am I the only one that doesn't want to know? Yeah. I'm freaked out.
Oh, dude, I need to know now.
I live in ignorance.
Yes, I want to know. If something's haunting my house, I want to know what it is. Why aren't you paying rent? Why aren't you doing chores at least? What the hell is going on? What do you want?
Hey, man.
I want answers.
God.
All right, Brad, I'll have Gibbons reach out to you on Facebook.
Sounds great.
Awesome, nice. Dude. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool.
Oh, no problem. You're welcome.
Have a good one.
All right, you too.
You're going to meet a real-life Ghostbuster, Gibbons.
I
it's freaking me out.
I am so excited.
Allie just wants to live in ignorance. I want to be dumb.
Don't tell me there's no ghosts. I'm good.
Bro.
I'm living in a fantasy over here, baby.
You're both coming over and we are going ghost hunting, baby. I am so excited.
I'm busy. Bye.
I'll be there. We'll get Allie drunk. She won't know what's going on.
Fine,
here.
Fine, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.